Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Sri Lanka, June 2002. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Sarah and Jonathan. 13th of June, Kandalama Hotel, Dambulla. Participants include Jonathan, Sukin, Sarah, Betty, Christine and Elle.
This sutta is from the Sanyutta Nikaya. I'm not sure which waka, but it's called the Satipatthana Vibhanga Sutta. And as I read it, it seems to say that the Noble Eightfold Path is the way leading to the development of the four Satipatthana. Would that be right? I don't quite understand it, because it seems to say that the way leading to the four Satipatthana is the Noble Eightfold Path. Would that be correct? Yes?
It's the same. Noble Path. What is Noble Path then?
Well, it's
Eightfold Path.
Eightfold Path.
Or Satipatthana as well. Same meaning, same path. Without Satipatthana, how can there be the understanding of reality which appears now?
Cannot be.
Impossible.
Right.
If there is no awareness.
Right.
Right awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Eightfold Path comprises the Sammasati too.
Yes.
And Sammasati must be Satipatthana.
Right. But usually elsewhere in the suttas it seems to say that the four Satipatthana are the way to the Noble Eightfold Path.
All right. But if there is no sati, which is aware of the object, which is the Kayanupasana Satipatthana or Vedananupasana Satipatthana, Cittanupasana Satipatthana, Dhammanupasana Satipatthana, how can there be the understanding of reality which appears now?
No understanding of reality.
Without Satipatthana.
Satipatthana, yes. So, in this context, Noble Eightfold Path is a reference to Satipatthana.
Middle Path.
And the four Satipatthana is also a reference to Satipatthana.
There are three meanings of Satipatthana.
Yes.
First is the object of Satipatthana.
Right.
Because Sati is Nama, so it must have the object.
Yes.
Awareness is aware of a reality. So, all realities are or can be the object of Satipatthana.
Right.
So the first meaning of Satipatthana is the object of Satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
And the second meaning is the sati itself.
Mm.
It's not the vitaka, it's not the pasa, it's not the other jetasikas at all, but must be only sati, which is said in the Tipitaka that it's not the sanyapatthana, not even samadhipatthana. It must be Satipatthana. Because samadhi is the moment when there is one-pointedness of aramana very often. So it can appear as samadhi, but it's not sati. It cannot be sati. Sati is the moment when there is right understanding enough to condition awareness of reality, which appears now. And usually it follows by thinking about many things as concept, but when it's sammasati, it follows up instantly the characteristic which appears now very naturally, because reality arises and falls away so fast. If there is no satipatthana arising and following the characteristic of reality which appears, there is no understanding developed at all. Right now, sound, no thinking about the concept of sound, but there can be the understanding or awareness of sound as just a reality which appears, and then do not cling or try to find out, otherwise that it's moment of thinking again by the idea of self. But when it's developed on and on, Satipatthana can follow any aramana naturally. That's why the benefit of studying the chavana through sense door and mind door is very useful to understand what comes next after the sensuous object process.
And the third meaning of...
Third meaning is the Buddha and his disciples are not disturbed by the pleasant or unpleasant feeling because of the development of Satipatthana.
So maybe in this sutta, mm-hmm. the four Satipatthana is a reference to the last one. Can be three.
Yeah, because they go together.
Right.
Depend on the third aspect.
The Buddha and his disciples are not disturbed by pleasant or unpleasant objects or feeling by having Satipatthana at that moment. Yesterday you talk about the story about it shows the clinging is disturbed by those stories. So one can see the benefit of Satipatthana, the value of Satipatthana, because whenever it arises, there is no concept. It's the development of understanding reality as reality, Dhamma as Dhamma, and one is so used to understand Dhamma as Dhamma. Like we used to say, everything is Dhamma. Dhamma which arises is conditioned, that's all. There can be such understanding when Satipatthana develops more and more.
Under the third meaning, it's the same as enlightenment then, is that correct? No.
Even the path. Without the path, how can one attain enlightenment?
Yes, but you said it's the third.
When there is awareness, can there be any disturbance? When there is understanding of a characteristic which appears right then,
no disturbance.
That is the third meaning of Satipatthana.
So why did you say it's the Buddha and his disciples?
Go this path, not any other path, to be away from worrying, disturbance. So one can see when awareness arises, it is aware. At that moment, no concept, no disturbance at all.
Elsewhere in the suttas, when it talks about the Noble Eightfold Path, it talks about it as the path to enlightenment. But here it seems...
And if we do not develop Satipatthana, where is the path? How can one explain the path? The path leading to enlightenment, but how and why and when? See, just the word leading to. But what about this moment?
So can we talk about, like in the sutta, can we talk about the path leading to Satipatthana, Satipatthana leading to the path interchangeably then? Because normally we talk about Satipatthana.
It's the only way, only path, so it must be the Eightfold Path.
Right, but here it talks about the path leading to Satipatthana, right?
The path leading to the four foundations of mindfulness, the four frames of reference in this
not
translation.
Not to enlightenment. It talks about the path leading to the four foundations of Satipatthana.
What is the path if it's not the studying, understanding, learning? Without hearing, without considering, can there be conditions for awareness to arise?
No.
So what is the path leading to Satipatthana? But the Satipatthana is the path leading to enlightenment.
Oh, exactly, so that's why it sounds strange to say talk about
we have
the path
to check
leading
the Pali.
To Satipatthana.
We have to check Pali. Because we have to find out by oneself if it leads to Satipatthana, what leads to?
Because Satipatthana leads,
right.
It's strange. When you say it has to be... Satipatthana, it can't be Samadhipatthana or any other mental factor. Why can't it be Panyapatthana?
Panya develops. without sati, which is aware, panya, how can panya know?
But couldn't we in the same way say without panya sati cannot satipatthana cannot sati. Develop? So in
but you see that when there is satipatthana, panya develops. Sati is aware, it cannot perform function of panya at all. No matter at the moment of enlightenment, sati is aware, just being aware. And it's panya which understands deeper and deeper, clearer and clearer.
Does a moment of satipatthana have a lasting effect in the way we understand what the path is?
Gradually.
Not just one moment can have that effect?
Gradually. From moment to moment. We so don't know when.
I don't think I've ever had any moments of satipatthana. So I'm wondering if there is a moment
have.
Of satipatthana, will it change, have a strong effect in making the understanding more firm? Or anyway, avijja will have its way.
You mean move the lights come on?
Something like that.
What kind of change?
At least you now know that that at the moment of satipatthana, what the feeling of having no one to observe, it's just that dhamma.
So what has been changed now is your understanding or the understanding.
Right?
Different, just a little bit from years ago.
Yes, but this is from reasoning. Right now my understanding is from reasoning.
There's no you, so it's the understanding which develops gradually.
Right.
I think the understanding that one has now compared to the understanding one had, say, 2 years ago is not a matter of reasoning, but there one can appreciate that there is a markedly different understanding about the present moment or realities or the idea of self than one had, say, 2 years ago. And that it's like the simile of the adze handle in the suttas, because it's, I think what that shows us is that it, you know, it develops even though there's absolutely no manifestation of the moments of awareness.
So thinking about it cannot make any drastic change, but one experience of satipatthana, would that make any significant change in the outlook? Because so far I said it's just based on logical inference.
Is the real thing different from this moment?
It should be different, we think.
The real thing is the same, exactly. But yes. There is no understanding, or there is understanding. This is the point.
I suppose what you're going to say is understanding is very weak at the beginning. So, but from all we read in the suttas, this understanding is so different from non-understanding that one thinks that if there is a
moment. There are three levels of understanding. When it's the understanding intellectually, and it's only the pariyatti, it's not the moment of being aware. But the object is exactly the same. Don't be excited. It can be this very moment. Just be aware of a characteristic. For example, hardness here is touched and is experienced by the body consciousness. But after that, there is also awareness, just very naturally. And then this can be again and again, until panya can understand just a little bit of panya, of nama or rupa, very gradually, like holding the hand of knife.
I think this is very important, because We can be a cause of worry if one thinks one ought to be having moments of awareness that are noticeably different from moments of non-awareness, and one can fret about lack of progress or something. But
there is such thinking is motivated by lopa, very deeply rooted, unknowingly. But by knowing that it must be like this, very gradually develops, then it doesn't condition more lopa, because one knows that it must be like this.
Just before the next question, I want to just go back a bit, because Sarah's right. Yes, I do have the Pali term here, which I'll just mention. It's satipatthana Pavana Gamini Paripada, so it, which literally translates as the way leading to the development of Satipatthana. And then it says the Noble Eightfold Path.
It depends on the translator, because there can be three people translate the same line,
right,
but different ways.
Right. And of course also depends on the commentary.
Standing too.
Yeah.
It's rising, we can ask and ask and ask again and again until we have the right answer. Otherwise, it's not right yet.
So just following along from Sukhin's question, can we talk about the right way for awareness to be developed?
Now, having one's own understanding of reality and different levels of right understanding.
That is the only way.
Only way, it says in Tipitaka.
How can you help those people who may miss the right way altogether because they feel they've invested too much time, 20 years in doing something, and it's almost too hard for them to let that go and start again? I know that's a sort of a conceit as well, but I...
Do you think that we can help everyone? Many people came to the discussion group, and some people we can share our knowledge, but for some people they'd like to share their own knowledge.
It just made me think that how much self-love is there. These very people they can leave their families, but they won't leave their ideas.
Clinging, the expectation comes in all the time. So, instead of worrying about the others, what about the clinging or the wishing that they could appreciate the point or the minding those times?
I think that when one has more understanding, one can share one's understanding better and better. But we cannot help to be conditioned for the changing of anyone's accumulation.
With just theoretical and understanding, we could be clinging to our theoretical right knowledge too. So when we come across, to the other person, it's sort of like we're imposing on them, you know.
A good point to discuss, because this is really the problem. We think the problem is the others and their view or their lack of understanding, but the real problem is our attachment or expectation or wanting to convince them or minding. Yesterday evening, when you guys went up for supper, you know, Kunsa Chin was talking about how her attitude, you know, like with the foundation, one gives the opportunity or one helps as one has the chance to do, but never mind whether anyone listens or appreciates it or understands what one's saying. One just does one best and then forget it. And for me, it's a very helpful reminder. So, you know, if I write a letter on the internet, if no one replies or no one responds or appreciates, never mind, it doesn't matter. You know, one just does one's best at the time and then forget it. Forget about, you know, like she was saying, she doesn't mind whether anyone gets the point or not. Otherwise, it's just more clinging to self again.
And if you have the aim of convincing, it's already limiting your, yeah.